Hello.
Hello, good evening. Nice to meet you. My name is Patrick from Opinion Research, and today we are talking to people in your area in order to complete a survey. This survey is quick and confidential, and your opinions are needed. In case that you have time, I will appreciate your participation.
How long will it take?
It's very quick, Miss, be honest with you. It's about these coming elections, but I would like to ask you if you are registered to vote in Texas,
Yes.
please.
Yes, I
Okay.
am.
So yeah, if you want, we can proceed. It will take 5 minutes.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. First of all, do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or an independent?
Democrat.
All right, thank you. Okay, in these November elections, which way are you more likely to vote? First option for Kamala Harris as president, Colin Harris running. Okay.
Kamala.
Okay, Kamala is the first option. Second option for a mix of Democrats and some Republican candidates, if they are better.
No. I
for
won't
Kamala.
Vote for a Republican.
All right. Thank you. So the answer will be for Kamala Harris, right?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Okay, next one. Which of the following 7 reasons are the biggest motivation for you to cast your vote in the 2024 elections and vote for a Democrat candidate? The first option says, to fix the electric grid to make it more reliable. Second option, to address gun violence and mass shooting with common sense gun laws. Raise age for 21 for assault weapons and restrict guns if have mental illness history. Third option, to stop Texas, show me your papers law, allowing local police to stop any vehicle or person they consider suspicious and immediately deport them out of the country if that person doesn't have proof of citizenship on them. The fourth option says, to make auto and homeowners insurance more affordable. Fifth option, it says, to support public schools by stopping the diversion of taxpayer money for private school vouchers. The next option says, to stop Donald Trump and his MAGA followers. And the last one, to stop Texas extreme abortion bans, which will be the best motivator to vote.
All of them.
Okay, if we need to select one, which will be the first one or the seventh one?
Donald, to get rid of Donald Trump.
All right.
Whatever
Thank
number
you so much.
That one was.
Okay, thank you so much. And the next one, which is the next biggest motivator? It would be the same 7 options.
Yeah, they're all options that I would vote for her for. But.
Okay, we can select any of them, right?
Whatever the first one was, I'm not so sure.
Okay,
that,
to fix the electric grid to make it more reliable.
Yeah, I don't
all
know
right.
if that's her job. So that would be probably not. Well, the school vouchers is not her job either. That's local, but I will vote against school vouchers under any circumstances.
Okay, I understand. Well, let me put it here. Just give a moment. Okay. And the next one, in your opinion, which of these 5 is the worst thing about Texas anti-abortion laws? The first one says, requires forced birth for rape victims, including girls as young as 11. Second option, finds any family or friends $10,000 assisting a woman traveling out of the state to get a legal abortion. Third one, takes away women's freedom to control their own bodies and health care decisions. Fourth option, no exception for when the life of the woman is at risk. And the last one, punish doctors who perform a medically necessary abortion with prison.
Number 3.
All right. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And can you provide me your age? What is your age, excuse me?
I'm 79.
All right. Thank you so much. And do you consider yourself to be of either Hispanic, Mexican, or any Spanish or Latino ancestry?
No.
Yes or no? No. Okay.
No.
And do you consider yourself to be African American, white Caucasian?
No. White Caucasian.
Okay. Excuse me? Sorry, I couldn't hear you. You said white Caucasian?
White Caucasian.
Caucasian. Okay, thank you so much. And last question, do you have at least one college degree that require 4 or more years to obtain? Yes or no, excuse me?
Yes.
All right. And the last one, can you provide me or say yes or no for the next options that you regularly use each of the following to get your news or entertainment? The first one says TV streaming, Hulu, ESPN. Do you use them? Yes or no, excuse me?
What were they again?
Yes.
ESPN.
ESPN, Paramount, Hulu, TV streaming. In general.
Oh, who I have Wi-Fi with? That's Spectrum. I don't have any of the streaming.
Okay,
services.
So you don't use them. Okay,
mm-mm.
Thank you. I will put no. And do you use Facebook Meta?
Mm-hmm. Almost never.
No, okay. Thank you. TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, no, right?
No.
Thank you.
Once in a while.
Thank you so much. Okay. TV channels, for example, Fox News?
No. I watch, first and foremost, public TV.
I see. And TV channels, for example, as CNN, MSNBC? No, or yes?
No, occasionally I'll watch CNN and occasionally
okay.
MSNBC. I can't even say it now.
All
but
right.
MSNBC. I watch both of those occasionally, but I get primary news, television news from my public TV station, KLRN.
Okay. I will put it in my notes here. Thank you so much for that information. And the last one, YouTube. Do you use YouTube to watch videos?
Not much.
Okay.
I also get my news from public radio.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you so much for that information. So let me inform you that this concludes our survey. I really appreciate your participation and have a nice rest of the day.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, bye-bye. Thank you for your time.
Bye-bye.
Gracias a Dios. Hey!
Bien.
Gracias a Dios.
Sí, gracias a Dios, gracias a Dios.